This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, is Jono here, and Steve-O, how the hell are you, my man?
Doing wonderful, man. It is a beautiful, beautiful fall week, and I'm getting anxious, baby. Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
I got the itches.
You know, when we're sitting in the St. Louis weather, those guys that are around the country, we get about 12 days of fall weather and about 12 days of spring weather.
You cannot believe my pool is filled with leaves right now. Within 1 week, I got my entire pool filled with leaves.
Well, it's supposed to be closed down. We are in St. Louis. You're not in Dallas, Texas.
I know, but here's the thing, though. I got a heated pool now, and I thought I could keep it up a lot longer. And my neighbor, he's got no trees. But, you know, he's just swimming around. All I do is collect leaves out of this pool. And now I just said, the hell with it. And now the whole thing looks like a swamp. And the wife's like, are you going to close this down? And I don't know. I'm having difficulty right now with this damn pool.
Well, you're going to have to close it down real soon.
Should I clean it before I close it?
Well, yeah.
I can't do it.
Come on.
I can't do it.
We only got 12 days of fall weather. And then it's going to turn cold.
I know.
The weather outside right now just screams of a great football weather day. Yeah, absolutely. Our Cowboys, fortunately, they play in, you know, good weather.
Yeah, but we always go up to Green Bay. It's always some sort of a shitty weather up there. So I'm kind of hoping that it stays sunny. We got a nice rushing attack. We're leading the entire NFL in rushing right now with 155 yards a game.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
At least, no ice bowl up there, no frozen tundra, right?
Well, let's cross our fingers, because that's what I said about the pool closing. I got a whole swamp full of leaves. I think there's a beaver in there, too, now. I don't know. I got to kill these animals and everything in my pool. Boom, I got to do something here, Steve.
Call the exterminator in.
Right, you know, there he is. There he is, swimming, making a dam in the middle of my pool. Anyway.
But we got Green Bay on the docket.
Yeah, well, we're leading the NFL in rushing with 155 yards a game. On the counter side, on the defensive side, Green Bay has got the best defense against the run. I think they're giving up 171 yards in four games total against the run.
This is the old, I don't even remember what the proverb was, but it is the old,
something's got to give,
right? There we go. Hey, that was synchronized.
We did that on a text message, too.
Wasn't even scripted here. So we got some interesting stuff to talk about, obviously, today. Review that game up for the Green Bay Packers. And
they're kind of scared of us, buddy.
There's no doubt that they're sitting here thinking that what have they gotten themselves into? They got a hot Cowboy team coming in, and they got to defend their own. I mean, they're in a world of hurt because Minnesota, they're looking up at Minnesota Vikings, who are sitting at 5-0, and they need this win. I'm not going to say it's a must win for them, but they're backed into a corner, and they really don't have a whole lot to give.
Well, we don't either, actually. I mean, this NFC East is like a tide. It could turn any moment. But here's what we got here, folks. Last time we were up there, I think we lost 28-7, which was all garbage because we didn't even have a QB back then. We had that one guy, he was a traveling salesman, kind of vacuum salesman that we had.
I think everybody's put those times out of their head because we got two quarterbacks really now.
Right. And so we just got killed up there 28-7. And by the way, who does this scheduling? Why the hell are we up there all the time?
It's nonstop. You know,
I want us to go up there and just put a damper on those little cheesehead plastic things they put on their heads and just walk around. I love to beat this team in their house.
There is some formula for it, all right? I get it. But, yeah, it always seems like we're up there. I think we've played them the last couple of years.
Yeah,
and we have a playoff game in there too, which I know that's the direction you're going.
I am going in this direction, and I couldn't have gotten this from anyone else but Colleen. Colleen gave me this info on our site, and I was like, man, that's a catch. That's a catch. All I've been thinking for 2 years now, after finally seeing my counseling, my psychiatric help that I've been seeing, but it finally ended 2 months ago. But you know what? As soon as Green Bay name pops up, I got to see counseling again. Dez caught that ball. And on top of that, Colleen brings up, by the way, Jono, that referee is now refereeing this game this week, this weekend, a referee,
Brad Allen.
Boo!
Got that jack wagon.
Yeah, we got him. I mean, how the hell we get him again? Out of all these zebras roaming this nation, we ended up with this guy again.
He's up there playing hee-haw with the screw-around gang, and we gotta go up there. It's a little, you know, bad enough. We got to go up there and smell the bratwursts, but now all of a sudden you got to go up against this guy who screwed us last time, basically.
You know what? This is how funny this is. He's got on our billboard. He's got in our look, folks. We're in a studio right now, and on our screen. He's got one player and another player's hurt, and the rest are all gone. None of those players play for the Cowboys anymore. Well, Ware's gone. Austin, whatever his name was, he's gone. That one doing the jump there with Jones, he's gone. Number 18, who's number 18?
I don't have any
He's
idea
gone.
Then
we got Terrence Newman. Wade. He's gone. What the hell is he doing to us? We got to get that producer back in there. I don't like these vibes. We got to get our old star back up there.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff happening around here. They didn't give us our intern today. The board guy left. I hear they're writing a movie script down the hall everybody's participating in, and they're big-timing us.
And Steve-O's eating like 12 dozen, not donuts, but tacos today, and he's letting out a gas every day. Anyway, folks, Well, I'm expecting a real good game from the Cowboys this week. I think we're going to get this big monkey, this green and yellow trash can-looking thing off our back. We're going to get things on the right path here. I don't see them stopping the run here, Steve-O. I just don't see it, babe.
Well, something's got to give. And you know what? Here's what Cowboy Nation's saying. Yeah, you're number one against the run. But you ain't come up against our run.
And you know what? They're saying that, too, in Green Bay. They're saying that, you know what? We faced a Minnesota team that beat us, but this is a better Minnesota team. This is a better team than Minnesota that we faced. So yeah. There's a lot of respect here, and I hope our Cowboys don't take that lightly. Now, here's my question. Because if Tony Romo was here, he'd start off a little slow against a Green Bay Packer team, and then we'd have to come back. I pictured Dak just taking complete control here. He's on the right horse. He's the right jockey, and we're just going to stay right there. And next thing you know, third quarter, we're going to start 3 points, 6 points, 7 points. We're going to open this up, and final score. I'm not going to give you the final score yet.
Well, here's the deal, and I like that train of thought, but this goes back to what I was talking about with our complaint against Cincinnati, or my complaint against Cincinnati was, you have got to step on somebody's neck when you get them down. You don't change your game plan. You don't start doing cutesy, you know, plays. When you're up 28-0, hey, run it down their frickin' throat. That's what you got to do. Right. Just keep feeding him. He's giving you the symbol. Feed me. Just keep feeding him. And guess what? Then you know what you do? You bring in Alfred Morris, and you feed him a couple of times.
Right.
And you just run it down their throat, and you go up 35-0.
And then you look at Elliott. Are you hungry again? Well, get back in there, son.
Don't change your defense up. I mean, you're up. That pisses me off more than anything in the world. I lost a game the other night because all of a sudden it's, you know, Tampa Bay gets soft with the 2 minutes to go. Right? Mm-hmm. 2 minutes to go and a half, and they want to play prevent defense, and all of a sudden, man, Carolina just marching down a field. I absolutely hate that. I don't understand how you can shut a team out for 2.5 quarters, and then all of a sudden you think you're up by 4 scores, and, you know what, we'll get soft. It happened in baseball the other night. Matt Moore's throwing a gem, goes through 8 innings. They can't touch him. What do? You know what we'll do? We'll bring in relievers. Well, now what? The Cubbies are moving on. I don't understand what coaches do. They don't have that killer instinct.
Well, they have that prevent defense, which one coach one time said it prevents us from winning.
I get that, but I see it in all facets, in every sport. Somebody does something goofy. If you ride the hot hand, right? Isn't that what you do?
I totally agree with you. You know what? I really like Scott Linehan.
Linehan.
Linehan. I never say that name right. But he was a head coach. Wasn't he a head coach
for the Rams?
For the Rams. And now he's come aboard the Cowboys. He's been there a couple years. And I tell you what, man, he knows how to mix it up. He knows how to get things going on offense. I love it. You know, Garrett just stands there, throws a red flag whenever the hell he wants to. But this is the guy behind the scene. This is the one that's moving the ball. And God bless Jerry. I mean, you know what? We could rip on Jerry all we want, but he said, you know what? Jason, I just want you to stand there and just tap them on the ass when they're coming off the field and tap them back in when they're getting back on the field and throw the red flag whenever the hell you want. But besides that, I got Scotty doing all the calling here on the offense.
Well, you know, when he's a offensive coordinator-wise, does a great job. Wasn't much for a head coach here in St. Louis. And I get it. You know, people want to continually move up and everything like that. But, I mean, we see it year after year after year where a coordinator comes in, and most of them, probably 75% of them are busts. And then they get back into a coordinator position. All of a sudden, they're pretty good. And we had a litany of them here in St. Louis. I mean, we turned over more coordinators, made them into head coaches.
Right. Mo Larry Cheese, relax with your St. Louis again. There we go again. He got caught up in St. Louis. How many times we got to hear it, folks?
Brought up Linehan.
I know. I just brought him up as our offensive coordinator. Then you go follow up with the
but
Rams
my point
roasting
is,
again.
It's only a matter of time before the Cleveland Browns say, oh, my God, here's – he's the next
right.
Bill Belichick.
You're right.
You know,
that happened to one of our offensive coordinators in Dallas whenever we had Johnson here. What was his name? He went on to Oakland and
– yeah, North Turner.
North Turner,
yeah. I mean, and he's been over. But guess what? When he gets back into a coordinator position, he's all
home.
World.
He's at home. That's where he likes to be, yeah. You're
but
right.
They all want to move up, and that's – you know, I mean, I've seen –
how can you blame him, though,
you
to being a head coach?
You can't blame him, but at the end of the day – God dang, you hate losing. You hate getting plucked off your good personnel, and I guess that's just what ends up happening. You know, when you become a winner.
Well, here's a question for you, hypothetical: would you rather play for the Cowboys or coach the Cowboys?
Well, I'm gonna play, but you mean right now? I'd probably rather coach.
No, coach, but when you're in shape.
Well, round is a shape, but yes, in my younger years. The dream was to be a Cowboys player.
Yeah, mine too. What position did you want to play in for the Cowboys?
Wide receiver.
Wide out, huh?
I was kind of like a Beasley type.
Was it like a Drew Pearson?
Drew Pearson and Tony Hill were my favorites back in the day. I wrote a book, I think, about them when I was in like fourth grade.
Yeah.
About getting to 100 catches. It was a big deal. I still have it, man. It's awesome. Maybe I can get that signed one day.
And you know what it was? Back in those days, too, I used to love Ron Springs in the middle, number 20.
Oh, yeah, 20.
And they'd flip him, and the guy was still hanging on that ball. I loved those damn receivers back then, man.
It was awesome. But, yeah, I'd love to play little slot receiver, little Cole Beasley action, you know, and show off the shifty hips.
I would have liked to be in the defensive huddle, part of that doomsday defense with Randy White, John Dutton, Ed Jones, Harvey Martin. Boom, I'd be right there with him. Or Bob Brunick, right there, right next to me. D.D. Lewis.
You'd have been killing it.
Oh, I love those guys. Charlie Waters.
Charlie Waters got to be one of your favorites, isn't he?
Charlie Waters. You know who else was one of my favorites that people didn't like was Hollywood Henderson.
Really?
I used to like Hollywood because he'd get right in their face and he'd start talking smack and make fun of them. And I was like, that's what I like about
that's
this
a New
team,
Yorker
you know?
In you coming out.
Everybody
else likes the Billy Bates.
Nah, Billy Bates was past. I mean, that was in the future. And he had horrible teams with him, too.
Well, I know, but that's
but
people
when you
like
talk
him.
About the doomsday defense, that had persona. That had some sort of a personality behind it. You know, Cliff Harris used to get in their face and just a mean, dirty player. And I used to love it. That was football back then, man.
It was. Now all of a sudden it's down by contact and you can't poke somebody's eye out when you're in the bottom of a
– no clotheslining anymore. Yeah.
We're going way, way back. But, man.
Man, that was football, though. That was football. And how the hell do I remember those names like it was just yesterday?
Because that's your part of Cowboy Nation, man. That's a part of the family.
Yeah.
All right? You don't forget the cousins and all the extended
cousins. I probably
cousins.
Have forgotten my cousins, but I won't forget my Cowboy players.
I bet you, I would almost bet you could rattle off their jersey numbers.
Yeah, just give me one out of the clear blue.
Well, let's go Hollywood Henderson.
Hollywood Henderson was number 56. Six.
Yep. There you go. Charlie Waters?
42. 41. Or 41. 41. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought of Cliff Harris there.
Okay.
One more.
Tony Hill.
80.
80. All right, man. He's got it. Folks, he's got it.
Yeah, I can't believe I said 42. Sorry, guys. Anyway, well, let's get back to Green Bay, our little
So what
here.
Scares you? We're going up there, obviously, anytime you have to go into Lambeau.
The weather, if this weather is going to be sloppy at all, if it turns out sloppy, and I wish our producer was still here to tell us what the hell the weather's going to be like over there. Well, you know, that's why we got a laptop in here, too. I'm going to look at this up and see how the weather's going to be. If it's sloppy, I don't like our chances of running it down their throats a lot, too. So let's see here. What is that town called anyway? Is the town
it's Green Bay.
It's Green Bay?
You can look up Milwaukee, though, too.
I can't even spell that. I can't spell Milwaukee. We'll go with
Green Bay.
Green Bay. That sounds easy. Yeah. Green.
Bay.
Bay.
Folks, this is
weather.
He's killing me here.
Green Bay weather, Sunday. What's the date on that?
Yep. So.
What the hell's the date on that, though?
Well, today's the 13th. So what are we, 16th?
16th.
All right.
October 16th.
You can just look it up
on
the weather
channel. All right, go ahead. Keep talking.
So. We got some injuries that we're dealing with. I think most
good weather, folks. Good weather. 66 degrees. Elliott's going to run it down their throat, followed by Morris. There's going to be a lot of yardage. A lot of yardage.
Mo Claiborne.
God bless him. You know, I've been ripping on the guy since day one with his holding and all that. I'm sorry. I'm going to – you want an autographed jersey of me? I'm going to send you one. Claiborne, I'm going to send you a jersey.
He twisted an ankle yesterday.
Really?
Shouldn't be bad, but that type of stuff concerns me because you got Aaron Rodgers, who, for all intents and purposes, is a Hall of Fame type quarterback.
Okay.
And you got Jordy Nelson, and you got Randall Cobb,
okay,
right?
Great, yeah. All right.
So I think Lacy's ready to go.
Lacy's just going to – that's their thing. They're going to try to pound it in. The middle, pound in the middle. It's not going to work this time.
Okay. You got James Starks. But I'm scared of Rodgers if we don't get a pass rush on him. Now, last week we were great against the Bengals. Okay,
I'm saying to you right now, it's not only a pass rush, but I got to keep him contained.
Yes.
Because when he gets out of that pocket and starts running, that guy's dangerous.
Exactly. He's not Andy Dalton. Okay? So the difference is Dalton is going to run out of the pocket. He's going to run about 3 or 4 yards and see somebody, and he's getting down. Rodgers has that athleticism that all of a sudden he can turn a good pass rush. He can find a hole, and he can be gone for 15 or 18 yards. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know. I don't think we can afford to spy him, but we got to contain him. I think we're going to have to contain the wideouts, and, you know, we're going to have to double up on them. And we're not going to be able to run a spot on him. We have to keep him in the pocket and collapse the pocket and not let him get loose because he's dangerous when he's on his feet.
No, I agree with you. And why not keep one guy just roaming around in the middle? And you know what? I know we're giving up one guy, but I do not want to get abused like that and have this guy run 10, 15 yards on me when it's third down and long. That really breaks down the defense. They really hurt after something like that.
Exactly. So that's what, you know, I'm always scared going up against these types of quarterbacks. And we have a couple of them. We'll have Roethlisberger in a couple of weeks.
Big moose ain't going anywhere on us.
But what I'm saying is,
right,
when
you
got
we'll
these, when you have these quarterbacks that are used to putting a team on their back, you just never know. They're never out of it.
I'm telling
and
you.
And Romo's like that.
Yeah, but this Cincinnati team really gave me a big uplift because I really think Cincinnati's a real good team. They're a playoff team. And we just punked them.
No, I agree. And here's the thing that I'm getting from, you know, all the message boards and everything out there.
She loves the Cowboys. That's our gals.
Absolutely.
They leave a lot of messages.
Hey, let's not get too cocky. We're 5 games into the season. Let's not get too arrogant.
Why are you blowing up our balloon? Why you got that needle, man?
Because, man,
You're giving me negative vibes, man.
It's just one of those things where let's not get too carried away. I love it. Let's get carried away.
This is the first time I've been really excited in a long time here.
I want to get carried away when we get through like 9 or 10 games.
I mean, when I see the TV and it's got old players that aren't even part of my team anymore, that's how excited I am about this team. I don't even want to see this anymore. I'm so gung-ho about what we got now.
I get it. But I'm telling you, temper it until we get to about week 10. That's all I'm asking. Let's not get carried away and start, hey, shove this up your ass, you know, type talk all over everything. Let's just, hey, pump the brakes for a minute. Let's get through about week 10 and see where we're at. I think we're still on a good progression. And we'll have a lot, you know, I mean, as these teams come up, you know, I know we got Minnesota, we got Pittsburgh, we got the Eagles, you know, then all of a sudden you can start opening it up a little bit.
I can't wait for the Pittsburgh game. That is old, old rivalry right there.
Absolutely.
Old hatred. Ah, they wave their stupid little silly little yellow towels. Intimidating yellow towels.
But that's all I'm saying. Let's not get carried away just quite yet. We haven't won anything. We still have, and this is a topic for a long conversation. We still have a quarterback change.
If we're rafting on a stream or something, I'm just going to leave you. I'm going to take my own raft and just get out there and just say, this is the best time of my life. I'm enjoying the hell out of this. And I don't need someone in the back saying, oh, this is pretty crappy.
I'm not saying crappy. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying, here's the deal. Let's blue-collar this. Let's pack our lunch. Let's pack our briefcase. Let's get not too emotionally high.
I know, but we've never been a blue-collar team. They've always hated us.
Hey, you're playing like a blue-collar team right now.
I know, but it's not a blue-collar team. Well, other teams ate sirloin, we were eating porterhouse. That's the type of Cowboy team that when they run out on the field, you could see us being hated or loved. It's not a blue collar type of mentality. This is America's team.
I get it.
This is America's boys here.
I just want to go to work every day and stay even keeled for a couple more weeks.
Well, these guys are white collar. These guys are the ones that are the CEOs of the NFL. That's how I look at it. Our Cowboys, finally. God, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. And when we get to Green Bay, I think it's going to be just a systematical type of offense that we're just going to ram it, just keep 5-6 yards of carry, man. I really don't see Green Bay with an answer.
I hope not. And that's where, you know, I'm with you. They have got to stop our running game. They have got to stop our offensive line, and then they got to stop Dak. All right?
Yeah.
But if he does, and let's open this can of worms right now, this Pandora's box here.
Yeah.
If we travel up to Wisconsin.
Well, we are definitely traveling up to Wisconsin.
And we go to Green Bay.
Yep.
And we take it out on them, and you beat them, and you hand it to them like we want them to hand it to them.
Yeah. No, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up.
You have to. It's all over. Listen, folks, here's the deal.
And it's really kind of offending Tony. I mean, for God's sake, the guy's been there every year. He's broken something for us. And let's let him come back. And you know what? How great of a quarterback is Prescott to tell you that this is Tony's team? This is Romo's team. I'm just filling in right now, guys. That's the type of player we got to. And you know what? I was just kidding about the blue collar, white collar. I'm telling you right now, this team works hard as a team together. And, yeah, you could say it's one big assembly line and everyone's doing their job.
Here's the problem, though. The media, and we're just pseudo-media here, but that's all that's being talked about. Every sports channel going right now is talking about they are making a quarterback controversy.
Of course they are. And they should be making it because you know what? This kid is outstanding.
Yeah, but he wasn't stocking shelves at Hy-Vee. He's from the SEC.
Right.
He went up against Alabama. You know?
Yeah, you're talking about Kurt Warner when you say that.
I didn't want to go St. Louis again. You'll make me take another shot, and it gets ugly after about seven here. You know, he played in the SEC. He's big time, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I get it. He's saying the right things, and this is Tony's team. But he's also, you can also see it in his eyes that as long as we're winning, I'm happy, right? If Tony goes in there and we're continuing to win, great. But if there's a falter, he's that type of leader that, hey, I want to be the one who's out there playing. And I respect that, all right? That's great. But I have a weird, weird feeling. Like I said, and my prediction was if he wins at Green Bay, they got a bye week. I think Dak's playing against the Eagles.
Yeah.
Okay? Give Tony another week and see what happens. You know, they don't have to bring him back unless he's 120%. But I could also see this. I can also see Jerry Jones saying, guys, this is my team, and we're going to do what I want to do. And what I want to do is bring Tony back, regardless.
Hey,
week eight.
I got a message. I got a message from Fred Sams, who's headed to Wisconsin, Green Bay, not Milwaukee. Milwaukee or Green Bay?
Milwaukee.
Right there. He's headed there. He's headed for the game. He's a big Cowboy fan, and he said he's going to hold a CowboysPodcast.com. And if we see it, I want to send him a jersey, man.
He's going to hold up a sign?
He's going to hold up a sign with his gal. They're both wearing Cowboy. And you know how hard it is to possibly get a ticket for that? I mean, that's – like, you got to buy it from a family who's probably got another family, who's had a family that died from another family and who had a
Tickets up there.
Yeah, but he did get a couple tickets there, and he said he's going up there, and he's going to hold a sign that says CowboysPodcast.com.
God dang. Hey, be on the lookout for it. I think that game's going to be televised, right, all over the country.
It should be, man.
Right?
It should be.
It's a big game, so.
Now, don't you feel good about your Rams leaving? Your Rams left, and we get to see Cowboy games now. I have DirecTV, so I get to watch it anyway. But
well, you're bringing up something. You're trying to hurt me now.
No. You're part of the Silver Star here, son.
Always been. But you know, is the funniest thing that you know for 17 years of doing that, you get to know a lot of people in an organization, and you're pulling for them. And I know the Rams were a little pissed at me. They got me on-field passes down there in Jerry's World.
And you wore a Cowboy jersey.
I wore the Cowboy jersey.
That's my boy.
Took pictures, and it was all over social media. Yeah, they weren't – needless to say, if they were going back the next week somewhere and I asked for tickets and on-field, that they would have said no. So not real happy with me, but it is what it is.
Hey, did you check out our power rankings in the NFL? We are ranked – I don't buy this, so you tell me. We are ranked number 10 in the NFL right now in power ranking. Well, what's your call on that?
I like it. I mean, I
what
think
mean you
that's,
like it?
I think that's where we're probably going to be.
Oh, bullshit.
Come
on. We should
on.
Be number 5 at least here. I mean, for love of God, we're 4-1. We're tops. We're doing everything right, and they make us number 10.
Listen. Go up and handle your business in Green Bay. Take care of the Eagles. Take care of the Steelers.
Well,
and
there's going to be a foe every week.
But what I'm saying is you haven't even hit the hard part of your schedule.
What are you talking about? Cincinnati, I think, was a little hard.
Well, I get that, but you made them look like they were Swiss cheese.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Packers.
That's why we should be better than number 10.
Well, I mean, it is there. I'm telling you that you handle your business, it'll move up. And it'll take care of itself in the end. Listen, games aren't played on power rankings. I could care less about that.
I know. I just get carried away. That's all. I get carried
and
away.
Green Bay's,
I tell you, I get a little excited,
listen,
I tell you.
Green Bay's power ranking is 6.
Yeah. How'd you know that? You looked that up too, didn't you?
Oh, well, I've do my research,
all
son.
Right. Okay, yeah. Wow, he's on the ball there. But they're number 6, and I guess it's time to take down number 6. And I like this game. I like this game a lot. And the line started on this one, 4. Now it's down to 3, 3.5. People are jumping on the Cowboy bandwagon here. They think there's going to be a a nice little rally by the Cowboys late in the game, maybe to win this one by possibly 7, 10 points. That's what I'm seeing there, guys.
So let me get this straight. When you're betting,
yeah,
the home team automatically gives up 3, right?
Nah, not necessarily. I mean,
if you, and correct me if I'm wrong. This isn't, like I said, I'm not a gambler, but because I'm terrible at it. I know when you hate when I say it, but
yeah, yeah,
pick the opposite.
When we got a sports betting site sponsoring us.
But here's the deal: if you're playing Green Bay and they're giving up 3,
is this like a San Francisco Buffalo a trains where they're going to meet?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I got this math.
If Green Bay's giving up 3, they're basically 3. Saying that the teams are equal. It's just the home field advantage goes.
Nah, you know, 3 is still, I think it's 3, 3.5. So, you know what? That's still not a gimme. I still love taking the points on the road here. I like this. I like this as a Cowboy fan.
I like it, too. I think it's going to be a close game.
I don't even need their points, though. I'm winning this outright. I don't need their stinking points.
I feel better about this game than I did the Cincinnati game.
Oh, boy.
The Cincinnati game scared me more.
Really?
Yeah.
You thought we were going to be a little lackadaisical, maybe?
Yeah,
is that the word I'm looking for?
Here's what I thought. I just thought that it was time for a bubble to burst for what we were doing, what we had built on. That it was almost like, here comes a reality check. I think you got over that plateau,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't hit until the Eagles or the Steelers is the next reality check. This one, I feel a lot more comfortable with saying, hey, this is a winner.
All right, beautiful.
You know,
beautiful.
I mean, it's just that momentum thing, that feel you get, you're on a roll, and you made it over. And anybody in sales knows that. You know, all of a sudden, your sales takes off, then
plateau.
You plateau,
yeah.
And then it shoots up again, right? And I'm doing the hand motion over here.
I know, you look like you're doing that robot dance we did in the 80s with that Herbie Hancock song in the back. Down, 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 down. Anyway, yeah, I see what you're saying with that, man. I really do. I like it. I'm glad you're on board this time.
I am on board. I would give me the points.
Well, okay.
I'll take the points.
You're taking the points, and he's taking the points at BetDSI.com through our CowboysPodcast.com. You could go there and check out BetDSI, and you can go to BetDSI and go on the right corner. You'll see a little promo, put in Cowboys10. That shows them that you guys are our followers, that you guys are making plays. And you know what? If you're not a legal state to make any bets, don't worry about it. Just still go there and check out the odds and all that. They got some future. They said on there, I was on there maybe a week and a half ago, they had the Cowboys plus 3,200 or 3,500 to win the Super Bowl. So that's what, 35-1?
Yeah.
That's 35-1 for the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. And they got some great stuff like that at BetDSI. We'd love to have you guys go there. And for all our South American friends, our Mexico, we got a lot of fans in Mexico, Steve-O.
Absolutely.
And I know you guys are legal down there to make some plays. So go to BetDSI. And when you go to BetDSI.com, on the right corner, hit Cowboys10, and you're with us then, and then you get plus you get $10 on top of that.
Right.
You get $10.
Cowboys10 promo code. But you bring up an interesting point that, you know, talk about the South American Cowboy fans or the
we're all over,
Central,
man.
It's worldwide. And, I mean, if you haven't followed us on Facebook, follow us, Cowboys Podcast on Facebook. Follow me, Steve-O Jones, on Facebook. We're trying to build up all that stuff. Follow our, subscribe to the podcast.
I just like to stay on my Cowboys on Facebook. I love it, interacting with you guys out there. And I've been, you know what, it's been great. It's been great having our group from She Loves the Cowboys, and they're constantly talking. And you know what, I'd like to jump in sometimes, and I like to give what I think, and they love it.
Right.
It's been great. It's been,
and Colleen
it's been
will be
real.
On with us again on our on show
our,
next
post,
on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she'll be on again. She chimes in. Unfortunately, we ran up against it today and didn't have her on. But
no, I think, you know what? I think that's good though. We have her on post and on the Monday, and we talk. You know, we talk about what's going on with the what happened in the game and so forth. So I like it, man.
Oh, I mean, she's an awesome gal, man, and she knows her stuff.
God, I'm just having my wife just listen to our shows now. So she could hear Colleen. just become 25% Colleen, 10% Colleen, I'd be happy. But.
Yeah, and that's just, so you guys can enjoy watching the games together.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what it's all about. I don't need to be blackmailed. Clean the pool, or you can't watch the Cowboys. Yeah. I gotta kill a beaver in the middle of the pool now. I gotta do everything.
You got ducks out there.
I got ducks. I got duck blinds out there. Boom! There you go. They're everywhere. I gotta kill a duck now.
The Canadian geese are flying south for the winter.
They're not going anywhere. They're staying in my pool now. That's a refuge to them. Anyway, that's what we got going there, Steve-O. And I hope to God that this referee Brad Allen doesn't reminisce about the old days. And this is what I brought up. This was a while back. They had the fix for the Cowboys that day because the week before, that whole Detroit play where there was no NFL, where there was no interference call on our linebacker, I told my buddies then, there will be a makeup call on this. You guys sit back and watch, and sure enough, it happened. There was a couple plays during that Green Bay catch, too. I mean, there was a Green Bay player that supposedly caught the ball. He never caught the ball. He trapped it on the ground. There's a lot of favoritism towards Green Bay. I really see it. I think the NFL wants us all. Here's this conspiracy. They want all of us to wear cheese heads. They want us to walk around with those plastic things.
I think they're foam rubber.
Whatever they are, they're outrageously stupid looking, and they want NFL people to wear this stupid cheese thing on their head, just walking down the blocks.
A block of cheese on your head.
Yeah.
So I got an interesting story about these catches because, that's obviously it's on our page.
Mm-hmm.
Get the shot lined up because I'm bringing something out here.
Oh, yeah, here comes the Rams. Get ready, folks.
So working, it is. I'm telling you, there's nobody that knows this story, and I've told it a couple times, so I won't say nobody, but this goes to the crux of the whole catch.
Uh-huh.
It's 1999, right? The Rams are in an NFC championship game against the Buccaneers. I think any of our fans that are old enough to remember will remember what was called the Burt Emanuel catch / no catch. And this was the this is the beginning of the controversy on a catch, all right?
And they didn't even know why they stopped the game on that.
Well, so with instant replay, there was back in the day, there was two instant replay machines. There was the home side one and the visitor side one, and there was a whole protocol for that. In the booth, the referee in the booth, retired referee Jerry Markwright, awesome old referee. Mm-hmm. He used to talk to us. So as an instant replay official on the field, I had the headphones on, and Jerry would talk to us about things all, the whole game. It was awesome. They don't do that anymore. There was a guy named Billy. Forget what Billy's name was. That was the referee for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Burt Emanuel catches that ball.
I seen that. He caught the ball, too.
He caught it. The play is under review.
Why was it under review when everyone called it a catch?
Because they were going to review whether it was a catch or not within 2 minutes.
Oh, that's
so it's on the opposite side of the field as me.
Yeah.
So they go over to the home field instant replay machine.
Mm-hmm.
They get on that. First year, this is the first year instant replay is in. So Jerry Markwright is up in the booth.
Yeah.
Billy is on the headset, the head referee, on the head side on the home side. And Steve-O is on the headset on the visitor side.
So you're hearing this.
I hear the whole conversation.
You're kidding.
There's three of us there's a couple more people in the booth. But let's say five of us in the entire world that knows what goes on.
So do they know that you're listening in?
Yeah, I could. Matter of fact, they kept changing instant replay guidelines because the next year, all of a sudden, it was a similar play where the guy on the visitor side or home side, the guy who had a headset on, starts making, oh, it's a touchdown, and the whole place goes crazy before it was even announced on TV, and they said, okay, now you got to take your headset off.
Can I jump in real quick?
Sure, absolutely.
Did you at all say, this is Billy, that's not a catch? That's not a catch.
No.
You did that, didn't you?
No, but I did push the old flap to the side so I can catch, peek my eye inside the visitor side. Instant replay machine. Right. I got the headphones on, and they're going back and forth. And Billy, the referee, is saying, Jerry, that's a catch. That ball doesn't move.
Right.
Here's what Jerry Markwright says. He says, Billy, you're right. It's a catch. I know it's a catch. You know it's a catch. Everybody in the world knows it's a catch. But the NFL rulebook says that if any part of that ball touches the ground during the catch, it is not a catch. And if you watch that play.
You heard him say that.
I heard him. He says, this is what you're going to do, Billy. The only time I've ever known it, a replay official to overrule the on-field official. He says, you will go out there and you will call it an incomplete catch, incomplete pass. We'll change the rules during the offseason. And that's what they did. They changed the rule.
Holy shit. I can't believe you.
It is an unbelievable story. I'm telling you, folks, this catch, no catch thing, I'm at the core of it. I go way back with this thing. It pisses me off. And guess what? Now you don't, no one knows what a catch is.
No.
It's terrible now. At least then you knew what a catch was.
And he said, I know it's a catch. You know it's a catch.
He goes, he caught the ball. But according to the rules, it is an incomplete pass. You go out there and call it incomplete. We'll change the rules during the offseason.
You're not shitting with me. I don't have to get a lawyer for this, do I?
Dead all serious.
Right. Okay. Well,
I'm telling you, folks, this is big-time information. And guess what? I got more for you on the Tony Romo fumbled snap field goal up in Seattle.
Why don't you save it? I'll save it.
Wait, when do we play the Seahawks? I'll tell you exactly what happens then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remind me, folks, I'll tell you exactly what happened on that play and who the MVP of that game was.
Well, how about our boys going up to Seattle 2 years ago and just taking it to them?
Huh? Yeah.
How about our boys then, huh?
Unbelievable.
And what made that so successful was our running game, and I believe we have a stronger running game than what we had back then.
We do. And, you know, I'm so happy for, you know, Ezekiel Elliott. Dak Prescott and how the offense is just clicking, but I'm telling you that offensive line, you're starting to see them.
Right.
I mean, it is
right.
We talk about the cliches in football week after week after week, and I sound like a broken record. And folks, I listen, I watch a lot of sports programs, I watch a lot of these talk shows, and everybody's saying the same thing. So I almost sound like I feel like I'm a broken record.
No, you're not.
But
the bottom line is.
We have an unbelievable offensive line, and when you control that offensive line like we do and you impose your will on the other team,
right?
If you can continue to do that, and football is a war of attrition, if you can stay healthy and continue to do that, we will make a run at it. You might want to get on BetDSI and put that $100 at 35-1 odds.
Wow. Wow, 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 as Borat would say. That's pretty good, man. I really believe you. You fired me up again. Last week I was about to throw you off my boat, but now you're back on.
That was just 20 minutes ago. What do you mean?
20 minutes ago I was about to throw him off. But you know what? You're so right. The Cowboys have got an identity this year. We've been lacking an identity. We've got an identity this year. I love it from our backfield to even our special team. Our punter, I think our punter's going to pin them down. Our defense is going to play great. We're going to have great field possession throughout the day. That's how I see it.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where you see the domination and you know that something's special. But, you know, you go
you
back to –
You think we could change any Green Bay Packer fans to just take that stupid cheese thing off their head and just – say, I want to be a Cowboy. I think it's time to be a Cowboy, Dad.
No, I think you got to respect Packer Nation, too. You got to respect, you got to respect Chiefs Nation. You got to respect Raiders Nation.
Why didn't we name this trophy Tom Landry Trophy? Huh? It should have been Landry.
Well, Vince won it first.
Yeah.
So.
Poor Landry. I mean, how many years did he, in the 60s, 70s? Well, not too much in the 80s. And,
yeah.
There's
a lot of great franchises in football. And we're really blessed because let me tell you what. If it was a dog shit league, we wouldn't have this podcast. We wouldn't be able to do this.
And we're seeing it from all around. We're seeing so much love from all our fans out there. And us being humble, you know what? We're part of you guys, man. I mean, you guys are cheering like we are. And if you guys can come over and clean my pool with me and we'll just sit back and watch this Cowboy game in peace like we're supposed to and not be bothered. But you know what? That's a whole different story. And, yeah, like I was saying, the Cowboys have got an identity, and I love this team. And I love this team so much that I've made this my bet DSI play of the week. I'm taking the plus 3.5 points here. I'm taking that on the road, and I am also taking the Falcons. The Falcons are going up to play Seattle. They're getting plus 6.5. These Falcons aren't intimidated at all, man. They'll take it to you. They took it to Carolina. Carolina's got a much better defense this year than, in general, they got a good defense. I don't know if it's better than Seattle, but I guarantee you Seattle's not playing that good on defense. I look for Atlanta to put up a lot of points, and I'm taking these two teams as my parlay there. The Cowboys plus 3.5 and Atlanta Falcons plus 6 or 6.5. I take either or on that one, and that's at betdsi.com. Go to the right corner of the page there, hit in Cowboys 10, and make these two plays because Jono, he's kind of excited about it.
Absolutely, and I think you helped somebody, one of our listeners out there, win a work pool couple weeks ago with
and not only
picks.
That but last week I gave the Pittsburgh Steelers with my play of the week with the New England Patriots, and my honorable mention was the Dallas Cowboys. So 3-0 the last week, and I think it'll keep rolling this week as well. I love our Cowboys getting 3.5. Are you kidding me? It should be lopsided here. It should be the other way around. We should be giving them 3.5. That's the way I look at it.
Absolutely. So, hey, did you see where Ezekiel Elliott and Dak Prescott, their jerseys that they wore last game, made it to the NFL Hall of Fame?
You're kidding. Why?
No. Oh, that was a record that they broke there for the rookie receiver and rookie quarterback and rookie running back. I'd have to look up the article again. But, yeah, I mean, anytime something big like that happens, they take those jerseys, get them on display up there at the Hall of Fame. And
hey, by the way, I want to tell our fans out there, and you too, Steve-O, I am coming up with something good. I've been looking around. I've been looking to get a nice autograph. I don't know if it's going to be a jersey. I don't know if it's going to be something to do with the Cowboys. Could be a helmet. I've been working it good, guys. So you know what? I will give that away too. I will give it away.
Okay.
On our show, I will give it away. We got to find something to do with Amazon, because I want our people, and I know we've got a lot of people that shop out there. I would love for you guys to go to cowboypodcast.com, and when you're checking out the old episodes and everything, it'll be on your right hand side in the middle of the page. You'll see Amazon. For some odd reason, I'm not getting that on my page. If you guys aren't getting it on your page too, please let us know, because Steve-O showed me his page and it did say Amazon on there. But in any case, when you go to cowboypodcast.com, scroll to the middle of the page. On the right-hand side, you'll see Amazon. You click on Amazon right there, and you can shop away, do all your Christmas shopping. It's not too late to get that Halloween costume for you or your kids or your whatever. I mean, there's a party. Every company's got a party. Why not get something right there? You don't have to put on stuff at the stores or anything like that. You're ready to go with Amazon.
Find yourself a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Oh, yeah.
Costume.
Those are definitely very hot, and I would love for my wife to wear one of those, but she won't do it.
Find yourself a Dallas Cowboy jersey. I got to get one. I'm heading to Dallas next week. I'm going to, next Wednesday, fly down there for a company.
Don't buy it at Stadium. You can buy it at Amazon, it'll be much better. You can walk in like a cool cat, like you've been there before.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool. And, folks, if you don't want to do that, go to cowboyspodcast.com/Amazon, and you could do your shopping there as well. So I appreciate it if you guys do that.
Well, we're getting healthy.
We're getting healthy.
We had
what
Dez.
What do you think? You think Dez will come back?
Yeah, Dez had went through practice
this
on Wednesday.
This is where I would love to ask Colleen.
Yeah, he went through practice yesterday.
Right.
Looked pretty good. They're going to test him out again. I expect him to be back because he does have another week of rest after this. And if he's already practicing even on a limited basis, I think he's going to be good to go. I think he's going to want to get out there.
Now, Bailey didn't sleepwalk and hurt himself.
No.
Again, did he? Okay.
Smith, Tyron Smith.
All right. What about him? Is he in or out?
He's back practicing. So, Maurice Claiborne.
I thought he was out, though. I thought I seen that. I don't know.
Morris Claiborne, he had the twisted ankle. So he should be ready to go.
And you know, the thing on that, though, Steve, the Packers are known to find exploitation on that defense. If they know Claiborne's hurt, they're going to go to him. That's how they work. That's how.
Well, the guy's been playing like an all-pro.
Yeah.
He's playing like an all-pro this year, which is great to see. I saw another – you know, folks, you get into doing these shows and you end up spending hours upon hours either – looking online at stuff or watching stuff. And then the great thing about the Dallas Cowboys, they always want – everybody talks about the Cowboys. It's America's team. But –
yeah, I just seen that up here. I don't know if Smith's going to be playing or not. He sat out on practice.
So okay.
We'll see. In any case, it's great info that I like to know if Dez is coming back, because that really – I mean, he plays with a lot of heart, man, and you can see him on the bench. He's really – he's really cheering. I mean, he's cheering his team on. God bless him.
Well, you know, you just got to get up there. You got to handle your business, and you got to take care of your running game.
All right,
for
so,
sure.
So give us the score now. Give us the score. You gave us the shitty score last week with the Bengals. Let's see if you redeem yourself.
Oof. Okay, I think it's going to be a closer game.
Okay, go ahead.
I think we will get a couple of field goals in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping for a little bit more. Good,
I know.
Ahead.
I'm going to go, and I think we got to put the pressure on them. I'm going to go 31-28.
31-28.
Oh. It could be 31-27.
Well, I got the point. Okay. 31-28, 27, it's the same thing.
It will not be 31-27 and a half, though.
All right. So you're saying it's going to be a high-scoring affair, too.
I believe so. Cowboys, 31.
Right. Cowboys, 31. And
we're gonna go 27 for the Packers.
All right. Okay. So that okay. That's good. That's good. At least you got us on the win side. I don't see it like that, my friend. As Corso would say, not so fast. Not so fast on that one, because I'm picking this one as a big time. I'm just saying it's gonna be just in the first quarter we're up by 10. Then they score a field goal. It's 10-3. Then we got 17. I think at halftime, I'm looking at 17-6. I'm looking at this one being 27-17. The boys. That's what I got. The boys, 27-17 on this one, my friends.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what Jono's got. And Jono's been on a roll, and I don't think the Cowboys are going to be intimidated in Lambeau. You can wear all the cheeseheads you want out there with your green and yellow whatever trash cans out there you can put in that stadium. We are coming in there, and we are dominating. This five-game losing streak is coming to a halt.
We got to handle our business. And you got to be healthy.
Handle our business.
And you got to be healthy going into your bye week and get even healthier. I'm telling you.
If you get sick, go see the doctor, like in the movie The Jerk.
Yeah. You got to start getting healthy to make a run at the end. And I think that's really going to be the key. You know,
yep,
right,
I agree.
Now, I'm excited. I know you can't tell. Okay, I temper my excitement, but. You want to start getting healthy and not have these injuries that are devastating. And, you know,
well,
and then you can make that
though.
Run.
I mean,
but
you're saying that, but even with our injuries, we're filling the spots and pretty damn good, though. Come on, Steve. Come
I get
on.
It. I get it.
I mean, if that was an injury like last year with Romo and we got no one, I think that number 18 was our backup quarterback. He used to play for Oakland Raiders. What was it? What was that guy's name that – anyway, he was a quarterback. I know that.
They much. Can't see what you're talking about.
They can't, but you can. I thought maybe you might know that. I know Colleen would probably say, yeah, number 18, but I forgot who the hell.
Kitna.
Yes, Kitna. Yeah, and he's gone too. Anyway, yeah, I definitely think we don't have the same problem as we did last year. These guys are filling in, and these guys are playing good. I look for our Cowboys to have a big weekend, and you know what? That's what it's all about, my friends, and check out lineupmedia.fm. We've got some great shows. I don't know, 30, 40, 50 shows now. Whatever you guys are, our producer just gave a little smile because I never know the right amount. But who knows? We got Lineup Media. It's got so many great shows on there, on podcast, on our podcast system out there. Lineupmedia.fm. You won't go wrong. And once you check out our site. It's got so many shows, social shows, shows about sports, and our beloved Cowboy show here. They gave us a shot, and we're running with it.
Yeah, no.
So
other,
much support on this show.
Yeah, no other shows. No other shows allowed up here for football.
No, I told them. I told them, hey, if you're doing any other football show, count me out. That's it. I'm doing only Cowboys, and this is the only one that's going to be on Lineup Media is the Cowboy show.
Well, it's going to go viral here, man. We got a ton of people following us.
Messaging, commenting. Messaging. It's been outstanding right so far.
The best way to get us, either Twitter or Facebook. Twitter, obviously.
You run all that, don't you? Twitter. You talk to them on that one.
I do help on that. We do have a couple administrators that help. So Twitter's right. At Cowboys Podcast.
And Rob? Rob's a...
Yeah, we got Rob Dobb, who is... he sent in his first blog for our CowboysPodcast.com webpage. So check him out on there.
Any questions? Throw it our way on that one too.
And then
I'm
Facebook,
sure Colleen would
either
jump on there as well.
Either hit us on Facebook at Cowboys Podcast on Facebook or right. Steve O Jones for
That's
me
you.
On
That's
Facebook.
You, babe.
So friend me up, hit me up, ask me some questions. I love interacting. You know, there's a group of us that handle the Cowboys Podcast page, so mm-hmm. you might get an answer or reply back from me or, you know, or Jono or, you know, T.O. or who else?
Yeah.
There's like four or five guys, administrators that handle that. Obviously, it's, you know, it's almost a full-time job because you're talking about millions of Cowboys fans. But
we got to tell these guys that aren't really Cowboy savvy to put Cowboy stuff up on there too. When they're saying bet DSI, I don't want to see a Denver guy with his arms out and like that. I got to talk to them about that. We don't want to see other teams out there. And now the matchups, I understand.
Yeah.
Have the matchups, but I don't want to see one single player from Denver on my Cowboy site. That ain't working. That ain't happening. And we're going to get rid of that as soon as I get off the show.
We got a lot of good stuff out there working. Thank you so much for listening to us. Thank you for subscribing, for following us. We're now about 2 months into this thing.
2 months, man, and people are really loving our
it is,
show here.
We're getting a lot of good positive feedback. Well, we welcome any feedback. You know, I know one of the guys said, you know, was talking the other day. We had a conversation. He's like, hey, we want more content.
Yeah, you know? We'll give it to them. We'll give it to them.
And that's when we went to two shows.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
So,
Perfect. You
know, so there's some things that we're doing out there. If you like it, great. If you don't like it, tell us what you don't like about it. And we'll see if we can accommodate. But if you got questions, fire away. We love the interaction.
And if anyone wants to clean the pool out, you know, with the leaves in there, that's fine, too. From Jono and Steve-O, hey, folks, we are out of here. Let's beat Green Bay's ass this weekend.
I'll have a bratwurst.
There you go.
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.